Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do some fast breaks, shall we?
So are you going to answer your own questions and play the side of Pete, or do I just have to answer twice and pretend I'm Pete?
I mean, I can jump in and definitely answer. So we'll start with something you guys sent my way earlier this week, a Banana Ball World Tour. It's coming to CHS Field August 1st and 2nd of, I believe, next year.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually have a year on this little article here, so I'm just assuming it's 2025.
Pete loves the Savannah Bananas. Yeah. He does.
I from John Cena to other big-time stars, they've all been a part of this fun little get-together. Dave, will you be attending CHS Field for either, or maybe if you really love it, both days of this Banana World Tour?
What are our tickets? How hard are tickets going to be to get? I would. They remind me a lot of the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. So listen, it's a brilliant thing that they have going on. They have put not that Savannah, Georgia is not a wonderful place to go, but they took a place where there's very little professional sports in the area, if any. And they have people from all over. Like, this is a destination stop now. I've had friends who live in other states drive through Savannah, Georgia to go see the Savannah Bananas play. You can buy their merchandise at Shields in Eden Prairie. Like, what other minor league team can you do that for? So I'd go see them. I think it'd be fun. I'd probably love to take my whole family. I think they're a great it's fun. It's cool. It's a great thing that they have going on. So I would absolutely go see the Savannah Bananas.
Not to mention CHS Field is fantastic.
Oh, it's amazing.
Fantastic.
It's the best. I think it's one of the best minor league ballparks in the country. For my money.
Yeah, and I probably will also attend said event next summer, depending on if I'm working at WCCO Radio or not. I'm sure I'll be filling in at some point.
If it's a Sunday game, what we should do is go live there. That's how you get – that's the media bit, right?
Yes.
Like that's how you play the system. We go live there, and then we get to stay for the game. I don't know if they're going to play a Sunday or not.
There you go. See, you're just creating great ideas for our station. And, Dave, that's why they pay us the big bucks.
Are they playing the Saints? Do we know, or who are they playing?
I would hope so. That'd be kind of weird.
I would assume they play the Saints.
Yeah, we're gonna use your ball field to play
against like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Chattanooga or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Harlem Globetrotters, you know, always brought in the Washington Generals.
Excellent show,
so
by
the
way.
Sure,
Harlem Globetrotters, underrated. It's good. Good little kids.
Don't ever bet on the Washington Generals, no matter how much you thought they would do. Krusty the Clown reference.
Yeah. Wonder what the Vegas line for that is. We lost a big, huge star just over a week ago here in Minnesota, Mr. Carl Anthony Towns. He's over in the Big Apple, New York. And, Dave, I don't know if you watched any of it or maybe some highlights of the game against Los Angeles the other day. Terrence Shannon Jr. with a huge dunk. You also have Dillingham, DiVincenzo making their debut in a Wolves uniform, obviously not counting. We don't have the season started for a couple more weeks yet. But you have Luka Garza, Naz Reid, among other huge players, and the depth is really, really good. It's still there. Are you concerned or optimistic about this 2024-25 Wolves campaign, even without Karl-Anthony Towns in the mix?
I'm very optimistic. And we'll have John Krasinski on in the second hour to talk a little more about what Julius Randle and DiVincenzo can bring to the team. But I've said this and I keep saying this over and over, this is not about Karl-Anthony Towns not being good enough. It's simply about a financial business decision that the Timberwolves needed some salary cap space, that his contract was going to get even bigger this coming year, just massive. And they offloaded that and they got an expiring contract. So this gives them now a ton of flexibility in the next few seasons. And Naz Reid can get it done. They still have Rudy Gobert. We don't know. Julius Randle's a decent player. Is he Karl-Anthony Towns? No. He could be Diet Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns light. Karl-Anthony Towns, zero.
Well, let's hope he's not Karl-Anthony Towns, zero. We need him to contribute to the team.
The biggest question to me, and I'm going to ask this of John Krasinski next hour, because if you remember, it took a really long time for Big Cat and Rudy Gobert, two big men together, to make that work, right? To get that chemistry. There was a lot made of that at the time. So are we going back to zero again, or does Rudy know now how to bring someone else into the fold and actually like make this work quicker? We'll see. But that's to me the biggest.
Are we buying? I don't know if you saw the video that was posted on social media of them practicing at the facility this past week together.
I did not see it.
Do you think it's a PR thing that, hey, look happy in front of the camera so we can show the Wolves faithful that we are getting along and smiling and jumping around and having fun? Or do you think that's like part of me wants to believe that that's legit, but also part of me knows the media side of things of, you know,
well,
what you put
was
out
there. Julius
Randle
smiling was.
Yeah, they were, but also what you put out there is perception of the public. So that's
why. If I'm Julius Randle, I'm probably thrilled that I'm out of New York.
Yeah.
And 100%. Here. I mean, look who you get to play with now, and the option, and you've got a general, you've got a front office with who might be one of the best and most aggressive in the NBA, and Tim Connelly. They probably didn't have to tell him to smile. Now, did they use video where they're where they're having fun? Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the season's not here. These guys are multimillionaires, and they all and they have a legitimate chance to be a contender in the West.
Yeah.
There's lots of reasons to smile, I think.
We'll do one, possibly two more quick here. Minnesota Wild, they're back in action. These games do count now, starting on Thursday. They host
night,
the Columbus Blue Jackets. Should be an emotional night given the Goudreau situation, unfortunately. Yeah. But thus begins another chase for the Cup with some bullet points for you, Dave. Jared Spurgeon seemed to have got his groove back in the preseason showing. Returning from a back injury obviously isn't ever easy. Marcus Foligno seems to be at 100% based on what I saw. And then I believe this is officially Fleury's going away season. So with that, do we see the Wild, Minnesota Wild in the top of the Central, bottom, somewhere in the middle? How do you feel as far as the early projections for this team?
I mean, it's always how healthy are they, you know, and that's what it comes down to. But when you look at the lineup per se, there's still, to me, too many X factors to know how this team's going to be, right? I mean, we know Kaprizov's amazing. If the projected lineup is correct, him, Zuki, and Rossi on the top line, love that. But can Merritt Khuznadinov make another jump in year two? He showed some flashes last year. I still think there's a lot more to his game that we haven't seen. We'll have Jessie Pierce on as well in our next hour, and I want to talk to her about that. But we have no idea. This fourth line is really interesting because now you bump Foligno up to the third line with Ryan Hartman. But you got Jacob Lauko and Yakov Trenin, two guys who we don't know exactly what they can bring, and with Freddie Gaudreau in the middle. That's going to be very interesting. How does that fourth line kind of chip in? When Foligno was a fourth liner, he can score too. And so, you know, you look at that line, those four guys are not huge. They're not big. Freddie, Lauko, and Trenin, they're not big guys. So you're bumping that, you're taking that physicality down a little bit. So that'll be interesting too. The goaltending situation is really interesting to me. I'm going to ask Jesse about that in the next hour. But I just don't think that you can carry three goaltenders into the regular season if you want to, depending on, you know, whether Matt Boldy, his injury, if he starts the season or not. But one of those guys is going down to Iowa, and it's not going to be Marc-Andre Fleury, and it's probably not going to be Philip Gustafson. So are you going to start Wallstedt in Iowa again for another year when this has kind of been his season for the coming out party? Maybe they didn't think he was ready, and that's why Marc-Andre Fleury said, yeah, I'll come back and play another season. But we'll see. It's going to be that goaltending situation to me is really, really intriguing. You got three goalies that are legit NHL goalies, and they can't all be there the whole season. So we'll see what happens.
And I'll give you two teams that kind of do scare me. I don't know about you, but we have a team in Dallas who has a lot of really good young talent on their team, and they've just got younger and more talented in the offseason. And also, obviously, we can't forget about Nashville.
I was just going to say, how about the Predators who had Steven Stamkos in the offseason?
Yeah, they're pretty stacked.
Yeah, he's not young Steven Stamkos, but he's still legit, and that team is always good, and Their goaltending situation is phenomenal. They always have great goaltenders. So it's going to be tough in the West again. I think it's a playoff team, but how deep they go into the playoffs is always up for debate.
Yeah. And we'll leave it at that for Fast Breaks today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.